Welcome to the second episode of And We're Live. Join us as we travel on a journey of super self-help suck out with guided visualizations by artist Jackie Gordon.
So, for this visualization, I'd like everybody to first just kind of get into a comfortable position. Now, comfortable all depends on who you are and what you like to do. So, you can sit in a chair with your feet on the ground, your spine straight, with feeling like the top of your skull is reaching up to the sky. Or you can lay down. And to do this, what I'd like you to do is to put your back on the ground and bend your knees so that your feet lay flatly and firmly on the ground. And turn your ankles out just a bit. And have your knees kind of fall into each other so that no muscles in your legs are being used right now. Everything is relaxed. And you can put your hands down by your side. You can have them be palm down or palm up, whichever you like. Palm up is kind of nice. You can feel your energies kind of receiving and giving into the air around you. So I hope that has enough time to make sure that you're comfortable. Okay. And now let's just focus on the breath. Breathing in, widening your chest, feeling your day come in, and exhale, feeling your whatever has happened today go out. Out through your nose, out through the tip of your nose, and breathe in again. Feeling your head release. And breathe out, letting your eyes relax. And breathe in. And breathe out. Now do this a few times at your own natural pace. Might take you a little while to really get into the breath. That's fine. I'm sure we've all had a long day. So, now breathing out to your own pace. There you go. Very good. Okay, now we begin the little journey. So, closing your eyes. Imagine you're in a meadow. You're in a meadow surrounded by birch trees, wise birch trees, and tall pines reaching up to a beautiful indigo sky. Not your typical sky, but a very dark and luscious, beautiful sky. Now, just feel that out. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Good job, okay. So, now I want you to all feel a warmth in your body, in your heart. And that warmth is going to be a green light of energy flowing from all parts of your body into your heart. And this beam is going to project right out in front of it. So now the heart is continuing on. And it's just floating over the mountains, out of the lake. And now, it's gonna land gently onto a big parking lot. It's the most giant parking lot that you've ever seen. It's just all gray and flat and perfect. Maybe a few little cracks over there, because, you know, cracks exist in perfect worlds. And it stops in the perfect spot, perfect parking spot, right in the middle. Didn't even have to turn or back into it, just lands. All right, and we're going to get out of that. And then we're going to lay down on the cement. Okay, and you can feel the warmth of the cement. Smell a little bit of the tar, but it's a sweet tar smell. It's not bad. And I want wants you to slowly just kind of go back to breathing, focusing on the breath. Don't really listen to me that much. Focus on your body, back to the body. And imagine your toes peeling away, melting into the cement. Your skin just melting off the bones. Well, your skin melting off the muscles, and your muscles melting off the bones. All right. We're going to work our way up the toes to the feet. Feel your feet sinking into the cement, into the little cracks in the cement. Next, your calves. Feeling all the tightness from walking around, riding your bike, melting into the cement. And your knees, your poor, poor knees, just melting away. The flesh just coming off your bones, like a nicely prepared chicken. And now your thighs melting away. And as we're reaching up to the base of your body, I want you to imagine warm light coming into you. Okay, good. Now we're working our way. Let's hear it for the butt. The butt is relaxing into the cement. Good. Okay, and your stomach now. Your stomach that ate too much pasta last night or didn't quite get enough protein for breakfast. Just poor stomach's just melting away. Sadness or pain. And I want you to think about that thought and toss it out of the heart. Just kind of throw it up and out of the heart. And as it's falling down towards the lake, a giant fish comes up, this bright turquoise fish laced with hot pink and yellow veins comes up and eats that thought. That fish you love. Love that thought. Oh. Okay, so that stomach is just acting. First it's just the skin peeling off, and the flesh. Then your intestines all flowing out onto the cement and into the cracks. And as it goes into the cracks, it starts to turn colors. Similar colors to the color of energy that's coming into you. Now everybody's going to visualize different colors. It could be red, orange, green. Let's say that your intestines that are melting into the cracks of the cement in this perfect parking spot in the world's largest parking lot. Gonna go neon yellow, fringed with a little bit of dark tan, maybe a little bit of glitter, kind of. Ever at the end, it's shimmering out, saying goodbye, and going off into a happy other little world. Okay, good. Now, as we work our way up, the liver just jumps out. He's ready to go. Layer by layer by layer. even in your spinal cord. Just melt like a candle into the cracks, into the parking lot. And next, your neck and your head, your face, your nose even. Just melting away. And everything is one by one, your eyes sink inward and then run out the back of your head. Turning colors to bright, vibrant colors. Pink and green, green and gold, just flushing out. And from the top of your head, which is the only thing that's left by now, turns bright white and shoots off into the galaxy. Go join in its little buddies up there in the stars. Thank you.
Sounds True presents Anatomy of the Spirit.
For what purpose have we been born? When I take a look at the journey of the consciousness that is so active on this planet, I can't help but be delighted to study the nature of the journey itself. When I say to people, why do you think you've been born? Why are you focusing on becoming conscious? What do you hope to get out of becoming conscious? What does that mean to you? That is the richest question I think I've ever explored, and certainly for me, the one that's opened more doors in myself and in my understanding of what we're doing on this planet. One of the things I've noticed in so many of my workshops is that people are terrified to become what they say they're after, which is conscious. We really don't want to become the conscious beings we're after. We want to circle around it. We want to use it as a way of problem solving. But becoming conscious is a whole other experience. I think we're terrified of becoming the enlightened beings we actually could be. And what I now have begun to realize is that most people come to my workshops because at an unconscious level they recognize they're sabotaging their journey toward becoming what they think of as conscious. We are afraid of becoming empowered, and I find that intriguing. And what I want to teach and explore is a version of how powerful we are. I named the book Anatomy of the Spirit because I realized I was working with an anatomical system, but it was spiritual. And that our spiritual design is as complex and well-ordered as is our biological design. We believe that this word notion of what the spirit is, of what our spirit is, didn't ask anybody, what is your spirit under the body? What part of your spirit is, what part of your body is, what part of your body is. We really don't think of the spirit as having a job to do with your body. We think of it as sort of hanging out inside of you, watching CNN. Until you finally get rid of your body and let it either reach out of your words or you know what. As I worked with American Jews, what I realized is, now, I think of the body as the
eternal state of total relaxation as I guide you. Two. Three. Seven. Eight. Ten. Ten. Relax calmly and serenely in the ten state. Thank you.
I'm not going to be able to do that.